This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habam. Tzayim Gedalia. Today's the yard sale of my grandmother, Tzina Bas Harav Yehuda Leib. We're learning Simei Kuf Mem Gimel. We're in Siv Dalet, where the Mishnah Berurah gave us an extensive introduction to the halachas of Sefer Torah Shenimtza Bayitas. The Mechaber in Siv Gimel said that if you live in a village that there's no Sefer Torah that's kosher, you cannot make a bracha. The Mechaber in Siv Dalet said so far, if you found a mistake in the Sefer Torah B'Shas Kriya, you take out another one and you begin in the place where the mistake was found. And your mashlim, the kairim, let's see the mechaber, im nimtza tos b'sefer Torah b'shas kriya, if a mistake was found in the sefer Torah while you were reading it, moitzian sefer Torah cheres, you take out another sefer Torah, u'maschilim imakoyim shenimtza hatos, and you begin in the place where the mistake was found, u'mashlimin hakairim al oisam shakaru b'amuta, and your mashlim, the oilim, in the sefer Torah, that was your mashlim, the kairim, of those that were read in the mistaken Sefer Torah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, just a quick recap, in order to understand the sif, roiv poiskim hold, that a Sefer Torah that's missing one word or even one letter, or has a mistake, you cannot read it. And according to roiv poiskim, if you found a mistake even after you read the Shiva Kruim, you have to go back in a kosher Sefer Torah and make a bracha on it, because the first kriya does not count at all. Hence, Sif Gimel, that you cannot make a bracha on a pasul Sefer Torah. Some poskim say that even if it's missing some psukim, certainly if there's just an error, even though you're not making the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah, it's mutter to read it if you don't have another one. Presumably that means with a bracha. Okay, so roiv poskim hold Sefer Torah has to be kosher. Miksas poskim hold even apostle Sefer Torah is okay. The mechaber in Siv Gimel was soisim lechadchila. You cannot take out apostle Sefer Torah to make a bracha on it, even if you don't have any others, in deference to roiv poskim that it is aser. However, if the mistake was found after you already read the parsha, so Rabbeinu Yaakov Beirav quoted in the Beis Yosef that b'di'eved, you could be samech on k'tzas poiskim, that whatever you read is okay. And the kriya works, and you do not have to take out another sefer, and the achronim agree with it, with this opinion, that after you already read an apostle sefer Torah, it works. Also, likewise, if you found a mistake ben gavra l'gavra, and you were not mashlim the shiva kruim, so regarding what you already read, you could rely on the Mekilim, the Vedeyevet Yoyotze, but to read further, it's Aser. And you take out another one, and you begin in the place that the Kriya stopped, and you're Mashtim the Kruim, together with the first people who were called up in the Pasul Sefer Torah, meaning the ones that were called up in the Pasul Sefer Torah are counted. We pointed out, it's better to be able to read seven oilim in the new Sefer Torah. Now, this is all talking about if you made a bracha achroina. But if it's in the middle of the kriya and you found a mistake, even if you already read many psukim, and certainly if you didn't read three psukim, and even if you finished your kriya, if you did not make a bracha achroina, you cannot make a bracha achroina on the psula, because that's l'chadchila. So what do you do if you're middle of a aliyah? You take out another one, you read three psukim, and you make a bracha achroina. That's the Maribe Rav. Maribe Rav's shita is that b'di'eved, whatever you did counts, l'chadchila, you cannot go further. That's Maribe Rav. The Mordechai holds that if you already read three psukim and you could stop there, you stop there and you make a bracha achrona. The Mordechai goes further, that if you read three psukim, you could make a bracha achrona on apostle Sefer Torah. And then you call, you take out another one to call up other kruim. If you didn't read three psukim, or you did, but you just can't stop there, so then you read the mistake Baal Peh, you finish the kriya bipsula, and you could even make a bracha achroina. So the opinion of Maribe Rav is whatever you did counts, but you cannot go on and make a bracha achroina. And the Baruch Hai says, no, you make a bracha achroina if you read three psukim, if you did it, if you can't stop there, you go further, and you make a bracha achroina. And the Mishabura in the end of Sivkat Yud Gimel says, the Ramah is machriya. And that is, if you didn't yet read two psukim, or, in other words, if you only read two psukim, or you read three psukim and you can't stop there, for whatever reason you're not able to stop, either you didn't read the requisite psukim or this is not a stopping area, you cannot make a bracha achroina. So if you only read two psukim, or you can't stop there, you can't make a bracha achroina, you take out another one, and you finish the kriya, and you make a bracha achroina, like the Mechaber and the Mariba Rav. But if you read three psukim, and you could stop, then the opinion is like, then he goes like the Mordechai, that you make a bracha achroina on the psula. So the Mordechai says you could always make a bracha achroina. The Mariba Rav says you can never make a bracha achroina. The Ramah is going to say you can make a bracha achroina if you could stop. If you could stop there, make a bracha achroina. If you can't stop there, then you have to take out another one and be goymer the kriya in another one. According to the Ramah, more important than the bracha achroina is reading weiter. According to the Ramah, you can't read further. We're not so worried about the bracha achroina. What we are worried is reading in the psula. The Mordechai says you could read in the psula once you started it. Okay, so we're up to, that was just the long recap. Yeah? We're up to Mishabrut Sivkatan Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. If you found the mistake at the time of the Kriya, Perish Shaloi Karada and Rak Miksasa Oilen, you only called out, no, we did Yud Dalet. So the Mechaber says, you take out another Sefer Torah and you begin from where the mistake was. Mimakam shenimtza hatos, mayri shebemakam shepasak ha'oila, sham nimtza hatos. It's talking about that the place where the oila stopped, that's where the mistake was found. Ulahachi kasav demaschilim mimakam zat. Therefore, he writes that you begin in this place. The mistake was exactly where the last oila stopped. So therefore, you begin from this place. The same thing would be if they only discovered the mistake after you already read three or four psukim. It counts. It doesn't matter where the mistake is. Whatever is read, b'di'evet counts. To b'di'evet, also lohem, b'di'evet, it counts, mashakaru b'sefer apostle, that which you read in the Pasul Sefer Torah. So according to everyone, what was read already counts. Al oisam shakaru, haino degam oisam shakaru kfar, that is, even those that were called up already, mitstarfin laminyan shiva, are mitstarif to the minyan of seven, vuadin b'sheni, v'chamishi, laminyan shloisha, likewise, whatever was read on Monday and Thursday, laminyan shloisha, mikamaka, nevertheless, im efsha likra shiva krua, mimakam shapasku, at soifa sidra, we had this in the brackets before, that even though the original oilam count, if possible to call up seven oilam in the new Sefer Torah, Vaday roi v'nochayin lasis ken l'chachila. It is definitely worthy and correct to do it l'chachila. Be'emtza kriyas. Oh, so the Mechaber continues. Let's go back to the Mechaber. Ve'im nimtza tos be'emtza kriyas ha'koyre. If the mistake was found in the middle of the reading, goymer kriyasai ba'sever ha'kosher. You have to stop where you are and then complete the reading in a kosher Sefer Torah. This is like the Maribe Rav, that once you find the mistake, you cannot, not only can't you make a bracha, you can't read, or not only can't you read, you can't make a bracha, you open up the new Sefer, you finish the laning, and you mevarch l'achareya, ve'inoy chazel mevarch l'fanel, you don't make a bracha before. The bracha before works. I guess that's in deference to the poskim that say that you could make a bracha on a pasul sefer Torah. We'll rely on that post facto. Says the Mishnah Berura, be'emtza kriyas, haynu afilu kfar kor kama psukim. Even if they already read some psukim, kol shalei berch adayim bracha achrayna, so long as you didn't make a bracha achrayna, in a yachal lifter atzmai, you can exempt yourself b'mashe kfar kora, b'sefer Torah psula, in what you read in the pasul sefer Torah. Meaning, as long as you didn't make a bracha achrayna, you cannot rely on what you read in the pasul. Sefer dezehavik lecharchila. Making a bracha achrayna is like lecharchila. You could now read three psukim in the kosher sefer, but al kein goymer. Therefore, you need to finish in the kosher sefer. Goymer kriya. So I hanu shiikur sham shlosh psukim, and you do not go back and make a bracha rishayna. Beinoy choizel levarch desvirale. Because the Ma'ariv Rav holds the bracha rishayna shaber ha'oila b'tchilas kriyasa b'sefer rishayin. He holds that the first bracha that the oila made in the beginning of reading the first sefer oila gam lazay, it works. Meaning, here's the problem. It's very nice you rely on the miksas poiskim that the bracha on apostle sefer Torah is okay. But now you're reading from a new sefer, so the guy didn't have in mind that it's going on this. It did. The bracha is not going on the Sefer Torah. It's going on the words. These words of Torah. So I had in mind these words of Torah. The kavana of the Mevarich is not, I have in mind to make a bracha on this Sefer Torah. It's he has in mind to make a bracha on this section that the Almighty gave to Moshe. Daha adaita yimetchal parshazu, mali Sefer Torah zu, oyacheres. By the way, that's a Pella. We don't say, oh, you had in mind a pair of tzitzis. Mali this one, Mali a different one. We say such a thing? If the tzitzis become pasul? I don't think so. If the tefillin snap, you don't, and you have to put on a different pair, we don't say, you had in mind the mitzvah phylacteries. Doesn't matter which pair. Okay, this is very interesting.
Well, on the Sefer Torah is not on this, it's a
Shebach Rabbanu. So it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's on the Cheftza of Torah. Okay. Goymer Kriyasai. No, I'm sorry. Sivkatan chaf lefanav uadin kishenim tzatos bein bracha lekriya. The same thing would be, let's say you found a mistake between the bracha rishayna and reading. Goyle and sefer terzu, you roll up the sefer, umayitzi and sefer teracheres, you take out another one, lekrisba. V'ha'oilo shikvar berech ein tzarech levarach shenas. He doesn't have to make another bracha. Im loy hivsik besicha bein time if he wasn't mafsik. If a makom shenaga was there, she'ol chayzer mevarch, in a place where the minhag is to go make another bracha, gamkin in limchayz bam, do not throw rotten tomatoes at them. She'yesh lehem amash she'yismachu. The Shaar Tzion says the reason for those who require bracha is the bracha wasn't chal in this case. It's not that he didn't have das for this new sefer Torah. It's that the bracha never took effect. Okay, we'll see the Ramah. I guess we get together next time on Monday. And then Tuesday. What's Wednesday? Wednesday is Erev Yom Kippur. We'll see if we do Wednesday. We'll see how makbid we are on the mitzvah of eating.
Recording stopped.
Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.